Caribbean Sun people. Quickly, this is let me let you know. My name is Iowa. With me in studio is my backer, C4.
Hey, backer there.
All right, quickly, let's move on. If you'd like to write to us, you write to tellIowa, T-E-L-L-I-W-A, @RCISaintLucia.com. TellIowa @RCISaintLucia.com. You could also hand deliver your lalette, your letla, to our studio right here in San Susi. Folks, letla is rated E for everybody. So, you know, let's keep it clean. You could be passionate, you could argue, but keep it clean. The kids are locked on as well. And I just want to let you know, folks, want to let you know that we'd love to read and discuss your situation right here on the program, Letla on RCI. The number you need to dial is 452-3046. 452-3046. 1758. 452-3046. Turn down the volume on your radio, your computer, your smart speaker, whatever device you're listening to or someone you're calling, just turn down the volume. I want to hear you loud and clear. First time callers, all you need to say is I am a first time caller, or just say first time caller and go right ahead. Second time, third time callers, all callers. And remember, Letla is for you. We want to hear from you. Let's go straight into the Letla. This afternoon, it is a gentleman who has written it. And you know, I love it when the fellas write. Here we go. Rankin, I'm telling you straight, that girl is the girl I want. That girl is the girl I want. And I tell her that how much time already. We're linking up now for about 5 months. Well, we're linking up now for about 5 months. Now, Rankin, if it's a bly I was looking for, I gone long time already because she give me what I wanted already. But I like her, Rankin. Every time I see that girl, I just want to hold her and love her, Gasser. Rankin, I tell myself, since she give me XES already, well, she's serious about me. But I'm not feeling it all the time. It's like sometimes it day and other times hour. I feel like she's with me, but mentally somewhere else. Wow. She coming home and spending the weekend and like she don't want me to be all over her. I have a problem with that. Kasa Rankin, that is how I am. I want to be all over her, playing with her, and for us to do things together. I want her to be all over me too. I know how you feel, bruh. Let me tell you, Rankin, I think it's her ex, but I am not sure. Because the man in a relationship with somebody else, and I'm hearing, is the same girl he left her for. Somebody tell me she almost went off. Now, to be fair to her, she tell me the man had hurt her so bad, she don't want to have anything to do with it. But Rankin, I seen as if what happened in her previous relationship still affecting her. How can you allow what happened in the past to press your buttons and make you behave foolish? And if you don't want the man, why his woman affecting you? Good question. Rankin, sadly, when she see the man girl, she does get uncomfortable and start to behave stupid. She want the girl to see her. She commenting on the girl clothes. She want to throw talk for the girl. Rankin, I witnessed that firsthand, and it looking like it's a joke, but I feeling like that have more behind it. I don't know if she knew where the girl would be. She make me bring her to some place. I park, and she was on her phone. Then the man woman came outside. She then got out of the car for the girl to see her. What? There was no argument, but it looked like a clash could have easily happened there. She watched the girl, size up the girl. The girl watched her, size her up. And they walked past each other. And there was a verbal exchange. I didn't hear clearly what was said. But them girls throw words for each other. Why, Rankin? Up to now, I cannot understand. I insist. If you over your past relationship, why is that still happening? She went in the store, then came back almost seconds after. But I get to know that she have a friend working in that store. And that is how she get to know the girl was there. But Rankin, look the thing that have me thinking. My birthday was last week, Saturday. We were out together. I went all out for my birthday. I make dinner reservations at a hotel. And the two of us went. She texting all night. Now, I ain't take that for anything because she's a girl. She always on her phone.
Well, that good.
That is not good. You at dinner, you in the... stop that, Rankin. Where was I? She texting all night. Now, I ain't take that for anything because she's a girl. She's always on her phone. We finish by the hotel about 9. Rankin, I decide we're taking a drive after dinner to see what's happening in the place entertainment-wise. While I driving, her phone ring. And she gave me a story about how she was supposed to do something for a friend, and her friend was not ready. So the friend called her and asked her if she can do it now. She ready. On my birthday, Gasa, oi, that hurt me. So she says she have to go and check her friend, drop her home, she have to collect some stuff, and her friend will come pick her up. When she saw how she distressed me, she tell me, don't worry, she will call me when she done. I drop her home. Gasa Rankin, I dig so much horrors I could imagine, Papa. I could imagine. Rankin, I dig so much horrors, I just go home. I call her about after midnight and she did not answer her phone. I telling you as man, Rankin, at that time my head hot.
Oh my God.
Right? I thinking of all kind of things, Dred. When it was after 2 in the morning, I called her. She tell me not now, she reach at her home.
Story.
She tell me not now, she reach at her home, she just went to bed. I ask her if I can come meet her because I was waiting for her, and she told me if I want, I can come.
I mean, if you want, you can come.
Chips. I went to pick her up and she slept by me. Rankin, it's my birthday and I was hoping to get it good. Hey. And I look at Boomy. She ain't give me nothing. She said she was tired.
Go home.
Rankin, I just show that girl so much love. God said, nothing is too much for me to do for her. Nothing. But I feeling like she one foot in, one foot out, like something worn in her back. What is going on? What am I missing? I'm trying to be patient and understand her. But how long will it take for her to be more serious about me? Don't tell me it's her ex, Rankin. I ain't gonna tell you, bro. Trust me, I ain't gonna tell you it's the ex. Because the girl swear she don't have nothing with me, Rankin. Let's read it one more time and we continue to, and we take your calls at 4523046. Why are you doing us that? Rankin, I telling you straight, that girl is the girl I want. And I tell her that how much time already. We link up now for about 5 months. Now, Rankin, if it's a blight I was looking for, I gone long time already because she gave me what I wanted already. But I like her, Rankin. Every time I see that girl, I just want to hold her. And love her, Gasa. Rankin, why am I delaying this? Anyways, wait, Rankin. Rankin, I tell myself, since she give me XES already, well, she's serious about me. But I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it all the time. It's like sometimes it's there, and other times, I feel like she's with me, but mentally somewhere else. She coming home and spending the weekend. And like she don't want me to be all over her. I have a problem with that. Gasa Rankin, that is how I am. I want to be all over her, playing with her, and for us to do things together. I want her to be all over me too. Let me tell you, Rankin, I think he's her ex, but I'm not sure. Because the man in a relationship with somebody else and a herring is the same girl he left her for. Somebody tell me she almost went off. Now, to be fair to her, she tell me the man had hurt her so bad, she don't want to have anything to do with mate. But Rankin, I seen as if what happened in a previous relationship still affecting her. How can you allow what happened in the past to press your buttons and make you behave foolish? And if you don't want the man, why is woman affecting you? Good question again. Rankin, sadly, when she see the man girl, she just get uncomfortable and start to behave stupid. She want the girl to see her. She commenting on the girl clothes. She want to throw talk for the girl. Rankin, I witnessed that firsthand. And it looking like it's a joke, but I feeling like that have more behind it. I don't know if she knew where the girl would be. She make me bring her to some place. I park and she was on her phone. Then the man woman came outside. She then got out of the car for the girl to see her. There was no argument, but it looked like a clash could have easily happened there. She watched the girl, size up the girl. The girl watch her size up. Mad thingy. They walk past each other. And there was a verbal exchange. I didn't hear clearly what was said. But them girls throw words for each other. Why, Rankin? Up to now, I cannot understand. I insist if you over your past relationship, Why is that still happening? She went in the store, then came back almost seconds after. But I get to know that she have a friend working in that store. And that is how she get to know the girl was there. But Rankin, look, the thing that have me thinking. My birthday was last week, Saturday. We were all together. I went all out for my birthday. But I can imagine, man, I make dinner reservations at a hotel and the two of us went. She texting all night. Now, I ain't take that for anything because she's a girl. She's always on her phone. We finished by the hotel about 9. Rankin, I decide we're taking a drive after dinner to see what's happening in the place, entertainment-wise. While I driving, her phone ring. And she give me a story about how she was supposed to do something for her friend and her friend was not ready. So the friend call her and ask her if she can do it now. She ready on my birthday, Gasa. Oi, that hurt me. So she says she have to go and check her friend. Drop her home. She have to collect some stuff and her friend will come pick her up. When she saw how she distressed me, she tell me, don't worry. She will call me when she done. I drop her home. As a Rankin, I dig so much horrors, I just go home. I call her about after midnight, and she didn't answer her phone. I telling you, as money Rankin, at that time, my head hot. I thinking of all kind of things, Dred. I know you didn't get him, IG. Well, it was after 2 in the morning, I called her. She tell me, not now she reached home, huh? She just went to bed. Ask her if I can come meet her because I was waiting for her. And she told me, if you want, you can come. I went to pick her up and she slept by me. Rankin, it's my birthday and I was hoping to get it good. She had given me nothing. She said she was tired. Rankin, I showed that girl so much love. God said, nothing is too much for me to do for her. Nothing. But I feel like she one foot in and one foot out, like something holding her back. What is going on? What am I missing? I'm trying to be patient and understandable, but how long will it take for her to be more serious about me? Don't tell me he's an ex, Rankin, because the girl swear she don't have nothing with me. All right. 452304. That's our letter. 4523046 is the number to call. We want to hear from you. Remember, letter is for everybody. That includes you. First-time caller, just a first-time caller. And go right ahead with your contribution. Good afternoon. Lekla, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Team RCI.
Hey! How you doing, Kola? We're good. How are you doing? How are you?
I'm okay.
All right.
Well, no long story. I think you should allow the lady to be up herself. Give her some space. I'm not asking you to leave her, but I think you should give her some space because she's not sure as to what she
wants. You believe
wants.
Her? You believe
this
story?
She has one foot in, one foot out. But right, I believe that girl, something going on there, that ex, something going on, something still sparking. I don't care. Something going on there. Okay. And the fact that I think she's kind of really hurt. The fact that the guy left her, and you know,
and you know,
but yet she still wants her way back in the relationship.
God, I know what I was thinking. I was thinking that it's only 5 months, eh? 5 months is, I mean, 5 months is
maybe
enough
hasn't gotten
time,
over that yet.
Yeah.
I understand she hasn't gotten over the relationship, but that doesn't give you a reason for you to be acting so psychotic. She's stalking the girl, the man, woman.
Yeah.
That's how I see she's stalking the man, woman.
Yeah, and by doing that, what does that say? She's not over
the... She still has feelings. She still wants an ex. She still has feelings for him.
I think in the
but
same...
But writer, I want to know, who is that friend she went... She had to go with writer. Writer, you're sleeping on you.
What do you mean he's sleeping on him?
But I honestly look. It looks clear that the girl is from the ex still. She's telling you she just reached home. You call her.
No, to me, she never say more about what story. To me, just say she gave him a story. But I want to know what she going and do nighttime help her friend. You know
exactly.
What is that
but it's obvious the ex had to come over. So,
yeah.
Right, you didn't get it for your birthday.
Kola, you know
what I'm
thinking?
She gave it to somebody else.
Kola, I want to ask you a question. Kola, do you like your guy to be all over you?
No.
Y'all don't
who
like that? Y'all don't like
who
that?
Who are you? I don't like no man all over me. Who are you?
Yes, Kola.
No. I don't like them all over me.
Why
I like
not?
Them just right.
Why not, Kola? You see, and I imagine, Kola, that's a very important question, And I'm
I don't see anything wrong about you. I don't mind. I like my guys open, but not someone that go to the extent I want. You know how you always behave, they can never see women.
But how you mean? Kola, love you.
Love you, love.
Kola, just imagine. Kola, just imagine, eh? You like a guy, you're trying to get him, you know, you're trying to get him and so on. And the man again, like, when the man want to stay away from you and, you know, yeah,
really. Well,
how would you feel about that?
You're talking about me.
Yeah, right, you know, but I just want to know, how would you feel about that?
If
that
was happening. Maybe I would speak to him about it.
No. Speak to him, yeah, but how would you feel?
Yeah, making no change. I'll just step back. Honestly speaking, I'll just step back.
You just give him space. That's what you say, caller. Give him, you know, just leave him alone.
Writer, you need to take a step back. I know that's the girl you want, and I know you're going for her. I'm not asking to leave her, but take a step back and just watch how she, just watch what she's doing.
Well, let me ask you another question. Eh? That's something that just come to my mind. Eh? Should we go about asking questions about y'all? Should we go about asking questions about y'all to get to know
what going on?
Like, you know?
Yeah, well, okay, well, in that situation, I think you should ask questions because, like you said, that's the person you want to be, but like they just starting to, you know,
right,
make something happen.
So go around your friends.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, ask questions and stuff.
Ask your friends, ask people we think that know you. Pass, we see somebody in your neighborhood.
All of a sudden,
who come in there?
That way, there should be one friend of hers. Well, the friend she was helping the night, you should talk to.
Kola, do you all understand? Kola, I mean, have you ever been in love? No? You never been in love?
I understand, but the fact that...
Answer the question! Have you ever been in love, Kola?
Yes, I was.
Ay. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels great.
Go on, now just imagine.
I mean, it feels like you're a baby, Iwa.
Now just imagine.
But I understand that guy is poor, but I mean, come on, you cannot be stressing yourself over some boy that doesn't want anything to happen and stuff. The girl, yeah, she's seeing you, but then her mind is on the ex. That's how I see it.
You
can't tell me you do all that. The guy do all that. You know you go to dinner, you're on your phone like
yes,
that.
You got what's wrong? Yeah.
I think something not right, Iwa.
Yeah, something is definitely wrong. Something is definitely wrong.
And like I said, that girl creeping with the ex still.
Yeah, because...
That's what happened there.
You know, at that time, somebody called...
But right there, I believe you should talk to her, and I think you should have a conversation with her. There's no talk to ask her what's up all that behavior for. Ask her why she's been following the boy girlfriend.
No, the thing is...
The sudden behavior when she's the girl. Why she, you know...
Yeah.
Sit and have a conversation with her. I hear what she's saying.
What is also troubling me is reading the letter. She still went to see him. Why? Why would you go? Why she go there? She like him, eh? She likes him.
Yeah, she likes him, but yet still she's not too sure. Nothing wrong with that if she wants to see him.
Huh?
Maybe she
wants nothing wrong with that.
Maybe she wants both of them.
I beg your pardon?
Maybe she wants both of them.
Hmm.
Well, she cannot have both of them. You know who she wants. Them, right or not, who she wants.
So, Kola, something you said, you don't like guys to be clingy. You don't want guys to be...
No, that's not everybody are the same. Yes, we love the guys, but I think that we don't want the men all over us.
And why? What's the reason for that?
Well, I don't know. That's just me on the whole. I don't like my men all over me.
I want to say,
there's no point to prove. We're together. Then you all go together, they want to be all lovey-dovey all over you. What kind of thing is that? Oh, yeah.
I want to hold your hand, and to hold your hand, hold you around your neck, Kola.
Kiss.
And let me tell you, special time in public, In public. You see when the crowd big? They are
now
big.
You see, you see the woman cannot do that because the woman have the man in mind. So what is the man passing the man seeing that now?
You mean, and the ex see that?
Yeah. Right, so just take a step back, my brother. Have a conversation with her, ask her certain questions, and then you know what. Maybe you might hear what she has to say.
Kola, don't play games with us. Don't play games with us, guys. So you know how many guys are hurting? You know? How many guys? And it hurt me to hear you say y'all don't want fellas all over y'all, guys. You know? Yeah, that is love. You know? That's how some fellas show love. And y'all don't want that? You need to stop that, Kola. You need to stop that.
Goodbye, FBI.
Hey, thank you very much for your contribution. You've been awesome as usual. Remember, the number is 4523046. Let us know what your thoughts are on this afternoon's letter. Should he leave her alone? You know? and then she catch herself, you know. Who could be calling you at that time in the evening? You out.
For help.
For help. You out with your boyfriend? Oh, well, supposedly boyfriend. Good afternoon. Letla, on RCI, are you on the air?
Team RCI.
Hey. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Yes, I.
Now, let's start with the fact that the young lady clearly needs to heal. But before we even like get into the healing, what's link up? They dating? They together? What's link up? Because link up have a lot of meanings to different people.
That is the main thing,
that's what he said.
That is the main thing,
that's nobody, what he's taking it as.
But he likes her. Huh?
Say that again?
He likes her, and he said in the letter...
We understand that. We get that from the letter. We gather that he likes her.
Yeah.
That you know who he wants to make his person. Again, yes. The keyword is make his person.
Yes.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so he also has to realize that it's fresh. It's 5 months. She clearly told him, you know, what she'd gone through. Or maybe, well, she didn't tell him. It seems like he heard it from somebody. You know what exactly she went through. But
no, he said like she this. Told... He said in the letter she told him, eh?
Okay, she told so him that she told, he hurt her. Right.
He did it, yeah.
All right. So clearly she needs a little space to heal, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Because that behavior, of course, because that behavior is not coming from somebody who is healed. If you're over your ex, will you really still be bothered by the new person?
Then how they look and what they, you know?
And if you are, it's slightly, right? Because they always say people, let's leave people and there's upgrade when they do.
Mm-hmm. Not all the time, eh?
There's upgrade?
Not all the time. You're right, C4. Not all the time. But what I'm saying is women will be slightly bothered, even men too, depending on who the new partner is. Correct?
Correct.
Exactly. So why go through all of that trouble to, you know, to... You can see it still hurting her because clearly they have feelings there for the next one, which means she's not entirely over this guy.
But I was thinking maybe that's just how she cuck her nails and thing, but...
you can, boy, your butt cucker can be empty, but ja, always?
Yeah,
no.
You want to see the person, you want the person to see you.
No, because at some point, the person you with bringing you some kind of happiness, some kind of peace, some kind of satisfaction, that don't bother you. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
So for you to, you know, going out and looking and all of that. And then with him saying about the ex, you know, like that's your ex, you should be over. You see, he himself said it, but she's not over it. So you yourself, writer, say it to recognize that she's not over that ex.
Yeah.
I don't know where she go, because we don't have proof that the girl went and take nothing on her birthday.
Uh-huh.
It's a little suspect she didn't give up anything because... She gave up already, but you don't have proof. You see, if the tables were flipped, y'all would have said you don't have no proof.
But here's the question. Why did she go by him after? Why did she go?
It could be out of pity. She very feeling sorry. Again, it's his birthday.
And that's the reason. You spot on them.
There you go. It's his birthday.
Spot on.
So how would it look if she did not at least go back?
Yeah. But it also indicates, also it's an indication that perhaps she still wants him in her life by going there.
I don't doubt that. But maybe the capacity to which he would like this woman in his life is not where she is.
Yeah, one foot in, one foot out. He described it as one foot in, one foot out.
You understand? Because he's probably a great person. Clearly she attracted him because she gave it up to him. You see what we're telling you?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
So... Chokes she them. Give it up to him, they vibing, but again it's getting over her ex, right? Because you will not go for all the trouble of having your friend tell you the girl's there and then
why are you so called? Why are you so
No. Focus. Why majority so? Because not all of us like that. Some of us don't care.
There's the click, there's the link. That know when to call and text and give you all the information for your
It's true. When they cook and it's like that, I understand. But sometimes it's okay to mind your business. You get me?
No, I don't understand.
It's okay. When I say mind your business, like...
Have friends telling you what's up.
Yeah, sometimes it's okay to mind your business. So it's okay to mind your business. Shut up, don't say nothing. You understand? Because the same person you'll turn around and try to give information or help or something like that is the same person that will turn around and get vexed with you because you put your mouth in it. So sometimes it's okay to see and mind your business and don't say nothing.
I understand. Kola, when you all behave that way, when some women behave that way, for example, a Kola said, I don't like you to be all over me. I don't want that.
I think she's speaking for herself when she said that, because I think a couple times she said that's just her.
All right.
But, to be honest, I like it. You understand? People that like it. I do. I love it. Be all over me. Again, it's your love language and what speaks to you. The affection is not her, she needs to be showered with gifts. That might be her. And whereas I will tell you, I don't care for the gifts. Give me your time. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Ah.
So different people, again, is understanding people's love language and learning to love them by that not what we want for ourselves.
Okay, Kona, granted it, but let's go in the context of the letter. What was written? Mm-hmm. She didn't want... She's clearly not sure where she wants to be. Right? She has one foot in, one foot out. She with him after his birthday. She go and do whatever. When that happens, how should we as men behave? Should we continue? Should we keep pressing on? Should we step back, watch what is going on? How should we behave? Because let me tell you, it's really not fair to us. You know what he said, boy? I want to love her. I want to love that girl every time I see her. You leaving me on my birthday, Gasa?
Doubt it was hurtful. And listen, he's within his right to ask and want to know. And I say a conversation, an honest conversation. Because every situation will be different in that instance. But if, for instance, for him, right, she one foot in, she one foot out, he don't know where he stands with her. You know, he don't know what's going on. Look at what she do on his birthday especially. Mm-hmm. He have to put her to sit down and talk to her. And ask her, like your previous caller said, ask her, like, what's going on? What do you want? Do you want this? Do you see this moving forward in a more serious direction? Should we leave that as is? Are we just friends with benefits? Are we friends alone? You understand? Like, we have to learn to have the difficult conversation. Now, he might not want to because the answer will not be one that he wants to hear. And that's what's going to be extremely difficult for you.
Caller, let me tell you. We ask you all the questions, but we already know what answers we want. We already know what we want to hear, and we want the right answers. We want the right ones.
You want the answer you want.
That's right.
For you.
That's what it is. You know, so at that point, you're saying, have a conversation.
Of course. He needs to ask her because he's confused, and confused is an answer too. But he needs to clear his confusion because what if he walks away and all she needed was time? You understand? Mm-hmm. And then... He didn't get that. She just needed time and then move on and then she ready and he not ready. And then that's why you have these situations. But all I'm saying to him is have a conversation with the young lady. Ask her what it is that she wants.
What about having conversations with your friends and you unknowingly?
Which friends? You mean like find out from people the type of character
like
a person
your neighbors,
is?
Like somebody else.
100%. Sometimes you hate from haters and so you'll get a perspective that's not of the person's character. It's unfair and unfair. It's a 50-50.
So
you understand?
You're supporting asking questions about you?
I mean, somebody can. You in certain situations, I think it's worth asking questions. In other situations, it doesn't really matter. You get to know an individual for yourself because people will show you the face they want you to see.
That's a good point, That's a good point. People will show you what you want to see. And that's not necessarily who they are.
Exactly, because a guy might be a deadbeat with one and then be upstanding with another, you understand, and vice versa. It's, you know, how people decide they want to behave with an individual.
Do you see a long-term relationship? Can you envisage a long-term relationship happening between them two people there?
Say that again?
Can you envisage a long-term relationship happening, you know, between these two people there? You know?
These two people?
Yeah.
Listen, it can, but they're going to have to be honest with each other because he tiptoeing and he tiptoeing because he don't want to rock the boat because he like her and she not being honest because she know the man like her and so she taking advantage of that. So...
Kola, you buy that excuse? She's tired.
Which one?
She's tired and, you know... She...
Say that again?
She's tired, and she went by her friend and do whatever and think, yeah.
You want my honest opinion?
Honest!
I don't think so. At all. Yeah, you can never be tired. Sometimes you can lie down there.
Yeah, man, Kola. That is so... Let me tell
especially
you.
On his birthday, she could have made a better effort, but that alone should speak volumes to him and tell him what he needs to know, so...
That's what they want me.
Yeah, but so he don't want to hear. So, and tell him don't reproach nobody. You understand? He did it because he genuinely like her, because he say he do so much for her.
And not only that, let's like tell her. partner, perhaps give it some more time, because only about 5 months, right, Kola?
A lot can happen in 5 months.
No,
that time.
That.
Let me tell you something about that,
months,
and I will tell you from first-hand experience. Yeah. You see the aspect of time when it comes to finding your person; it is non-existent.
Hi.
You understand? When you know you have something with somebody, you have it. Time does not put it on there. You see how some people in a relationship for like 10 years, they never get married, and other people meet and then they get married so quickly and they last longer than people who have been together well before they got married longer. Mm. Time, when you find the person that you can genuinely make it work with and that tick most of your boxes, time doesn't matter.
Even though
it's 5 months, it could have been a beautiful thing, but they are not they're not communicating with each other. You understand? She are still playing games over an ex when she has something good in front of her.
Ah, boy.
So.
Yeah. Well, but by the way, how do you find that person?
Oh.
That right person you meet one time and...
These difficult conversations we don't like to have. You have to force people into doing it, and some people it's not natural for them.
What?
No, listen to me. It is not natural for some people. However, when you create a space where people can talk to you about anything without the judgment or you going to get upset, then it makes it easy to do it. It's not an easy thing, but you have to create a space for somebody to feel comfortable to come to you with these difficult and vulnerable conversations that we don't want to have.
To tell you anything.
Of course, you can talk about anything. Imagine you going to your partner and being able to talk about anything, knowing that, one, you're not going to get judged, and two, you're not going to catch an attitude or get upset, or we can talk through it. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you want to talk to that person?
Of course.
Exactly. But when you know what expected, you're going to hold all your information for yourself.
But, Kola, that could depend on a number of things, like the person's disposition. You see that person, I wonder talk to that girl about that. You know, how will she accept that? How will she take that? You know?
You see, and it's okay to test the waters. You understand? You test the waters and you throw something out, maybe in a hypothetical situation, and you'll see how they react. Yeah.
Hmm.
You understand? Yeah. And then that'll let you know everything that you need to know.
Yeah, that might give the person information about you. Why me telling me that? That might give me
okay. Yeah, we know we have overthinkers, but if you come and tell somebody else, or put it in a situation where it's your partner, because we all know everybody likes to gossip about everybody else's other relationship. So put it that way and see how they react or whatever. We all overthink, but again, it's talking through things. It's not going to be easy. You'll argue. Until you can bring over your point. Because a lot of the time what happens is you listen to somebody to respond versus to trying to understand what they're saying to you, right?
Well said.
And that's where the defense and the block comes, because you just want to answer. You're not trying to listen.
Well, I'm trained like that. I listen to respond. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. Let me tell
you. Exactly, for you to answer. That's where the rural then starts.
I don't answer you. I don't want to try and figure you out at that point. Huh?
But you're not figuring out. You're listening to see what it is they are saying.
But that's what I'm telling you.
You.
I don't try and figure out what you're trying to tell me. I listen to you. Let me give it to you. Let me answer you. But thank you very much, Kola. You've been awesome
always,
as usual.
Always.
Thank you. This is Letland Radio Caribbean International. What is on your mind? What are you thinking? What are your thoughts on this afternoon's Letland? We want to hear from you, man. Should he continue? Like I was saying, should he keep pressing forward, trying to ensure that he has her exactly where he wants her, which is to be with him and him alone, to be his partner. But there are some obstacles, meaning that she's behaving some strange, kind of ways. You're leaving him on his birthday at such early time in the evening, and you're going and do work for a friend, you know? That the hour spells trouble. Good afternoon. Let Clara see you on the air.
Team RCI.
Hey. Thank you for calling.
Right. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, afternoon.
This afternoon, the guy who's calling, he's a little bit too soft for me. Too soft. You just met a girl. You get a little taste, and you already fall in love. However, the girl is stuck on her ex. For the current girlfriend. First of all, that is childish. And second of all, she doesn't love the fella. The guy who wrote, she doesn't love the fella. Because if she probably did it out of, there's a word they call it.
Do what?
She just wanted to forget about the ex.
Oh. Talking about rebound. Mm.
Okay, caller. So that's why she did it with him. Hello?
I think we lost that. Yeah.
Caller, if you're listening, you can call us back at 452-3046. But before you do, let's take a break to acknowledge our sponsors. Let Lana CI is sponsored by Fruitsy CMOS and Access.
And my girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy CMOS, eh?
Partner, you know what they say about Fruitsy CMOS?
My girl, you know what they say about Fruitsy CMOS?
Boy, that CMOS makes me score runs, you know.
So what do the experts say about Fruitsy CMOS? Apart from tasting great, Fruitsy CMOS is full of natural goodness your body needs. CMOS is good for your skin, rich in vitamins and minerals, promotes and improves intimacy, boosts your immune system and lung function, suppresses appetite and increases weight loss, anti-inflammatory, and helps to improve blood count. CMOS is rich in nutrients, which boosts your metabolism and increases energy levels, and is grown, harvested, and manufactured right here in the community of Praleh.
And that's what they say about Fruitsy CMOS. Unless you say something else.
Fruitsy CMOS, you know what they say.
Calling all ladies and kids. Access is thrilled to announce stunning new arrivals exclusively for you at our Baywalk location. Discover the latest fashion trends, exclusive designs, and must-have accessories that will elevate your style. And here's the best part. While you explore the new arrivals, our Cashreach brand still has a jaw-dropping 50% off. Yes, you heard it right. 50% off at our Cashreach brand for ladies and kids. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity. Visit our Baywalk store today and indulge in the fashion paradise that is Access. Happy shopping!
Thank you for remaining with us. This is Letland Radio Caribbean International, folks. Remember the number you need to dial is 4523046. You have it? 4523046. We're going to read the letter one more time and continue to take your calls. Again, the number 4523046. Okay, first time caller, 4523046. Runkin, I telling you straight, that girl is the girl I want. And I tell her that how much time already. We link up now for about 5 months. Now, Runkin, if it's a bly I was looking for, I gone long time already because she gave me what I wanted already. But I like her, Runkin. Every time I see that girl, I just want to hold her and love her, Gasser. Oh, that's how you speak about the woman you love. Yeah, the woman you want. Her ladies, she don't like that. Runkin, I tell myself, since she gave me XCS already, well, she's serious about me. But I'm not feeling it all the time. It's like sometimes it there, and other times our. I feel like she's with me, but mentally somewhere else. She coming home, she's spending the weekend, and like she don't want me to be all over her. I have a problem with that. That's a Runkin, that is how I am. I want to be all over her, playing with her, and for us to do things together. I want her to be all over me too. Let me tell you, Runkin, I think it's her ex, but I'm not sure. Because the man in a relationship with somebody else, and her hearing is the same girl he left her for. Somebody tell me she almost went off. Huh. Now, to be fair to her, she tell me The man had hurt her so bad, she don't want to have anything to do with me. But Ronkin, I seen as if what happened in a previous relationship still affecting her. How can you allow what happened in the past to press your buttons and to make you behave foolish? And if you don't want the man, why is woman affecting you? Ronkin, sadly, when she see the man girl, she does get uncomfortable and start to behave stupid. She want the girl to see her. She commenting on the girl clothes. She want to throw talk for the girl. Ronkin, I witnessed that firsthand. And it looking like it's a joke, but I feeling like that have more behind it. If it have more. I don't know if she knew where the girl would be. She make me bring her to some place. I parked and she was on her phone. Then the man woman come outside. She then got out of the car for the girl to see her. There was no argument, but it looked like a clash could have easily happened there, Ronkin. She watched the girl, size up the girl. The girl watch her, size her up, and they walk past each other. And there was a verbal exchange. I didn't hear clearly what was said, but them girls throw words for each other. Why, Ronkin? Up to now, I cannot understand that. I insist if you're over your past relationship, why is that still happening? Good question, bruh. She went in the store, then came back almost seconds after. But I get to know that she have a friend working in that store. And that is how she get to know the girl was there. But Ronkin, look the thing that had me thinking. My birthday was last week, Saturday. We were out together. I went all out for my birthday. I make dinner reservations at a hotel, and the two of us went. She texting all night. Now, I ain't take that for anything because she's a girl. She always on her phone. We finished by the hotel about 9. Ronkin, I decided we're taking a drive after dinner to see what happening in the place entertainment-wise. While I driving, her phone ring. Then she give me a story about how she was supposed to do something for her friend and her friend was not ready. So the friend call her and ask her if she can come and do it now. She ready. On my birthday, Gasa. Oh, that hurt me. So she says she have to go and check her friend. Drop her home. She have to collect some stuff. And her friend will come pick her up. Yeah. When she saw how she distressed me, she tell me, don't worry, she will call me when she done. I drop her home, got some Ronkin, I dig so much horrors, I just go home. I called her about after midnight and she didn't answer her phone. I tell her, you as man Ronkin, at that time my head was hot. Never take my show. I thinking of all kind of things, Dred. When it was after 2 in the morning, I called her. She tell me not now she reach at her home, see for. Yeah, but she home long time. not now she reach home. She says she just went to bed. You tell the man you calling him, eh? You know, she went to bed. Ask her if I can hear that. Eddie love, eh, people? Hey, love. Hey, what is it? Eddie, next line. I ask her if I can come and meet her because I was waiting for her. And she told me, you can come if you want. Now, you see that answer there, Sipo? Huh? You can come if you want. That good, huh? That good. That answer not good. I went to pick her up, and she slept by me. Ronkin, it's my birthday, and I was hoping to get good. She ain't give me nothing. She said she was tired. Ronkin had to show that girl love so much. And I show that girl so much love. I said, nothing is too much for me to do for her. Nothing. You see, that's the thing. Anyway. But I'm feeling like she 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Like something holding her back. What is going on? What am I missing? I'm trying to be patient and understand her, but how long will it take for her to be more serious about me? Don't tell me he's her ex, Ronkin, because the girl swear she don't have nothing with me. Let's reopen the phone lines. 4523046 is the number to call. 4523046. Let us know what your thoughts are on this afternoon's letter. What is going on? What is he missing? He's trying to be patient and to understand her, but how long will it take for her to be more serious about him? Is it the ex? Is it her ex causing all this. He said, don't tell him it's the ex, Rankin, because the girl swear she don't have anything with the ex. But he's also feeling like, you know, she's 1 foot in, 1 foot out. You know, like something is holding her back. I was making the point earlier on that, you know, perhaps it's because... Quella, we're just asking you callers to just hold on. And we're going to be taking all our calls. It's asking you to hold on a little bit. Again, the number is 4523046. So I was making the point that perhaps 5 months... it's not sufficient time. It's not enough time. But the caller, the last caller did say that.
Yeah, a lot can happen in 5 months.
A lot can happen in 5 months. And I agree. I agree. It's the chemistry. It's how you feel about the individual. It's what is happening between the two of you. You know, whilst, you know, time goes by. What are you doing? What are you saying to each other? Now, I think in there, whether or not there is, you know, a relationship, you should pursue.
Yeah.
Because obviously, C4 and listeners, you know,
something wrong.
The lady, the ex's new girlfriend, if you see her somewhere and she's making you uncomfortable, you ain't over. You're not over that whole thing yet. You know? But then again, C4 and listeners, what she's doing, you know, when he calls, she goes and he's around and he's doing things for her and that sort of thing. So obviously she's keeping him around. She wants him around. You know, maybe there's an attraction. I'm not sure. Maybe, you know, something's going on. They have already done the dance. They've already danced and so on. You know. So what is happening? Why aren't you more serious about the guy? Yes. What is going on? You know? You want a 9921, okay, all right. No problem, thank you. Yeah, Liza, I have you. Thank you. What is going on? Why isn't she giving him what he wants? I mean, if he's taking care of you and he's making time for you. You know, ladies, that's the question, eh? Do y'all really know what y'all are looking for? I mean, if the guy's making time for you, you know, already you'll have done the dirty dancing and thing, you're all right. You know? What is holding you back? What is keeping you? You know? Why aren't you going all the way? Why don't you make it, you know, take him seriously, make it official, okay, all right, we are a couple. All right, you're my girlfriend. And I'm your man. Somebody said that, you know, conversation needs to be had. And discuss the difficult things. Thank you for holding. Call, are you on the air?
I was.
Yo, what you said, Papa?
Rankin.
What you said, hey. Manji?
Big man.
What you said?
Listen.
Talk to me.
5 years is not enough to know a woman. Okay?
Yeah.
5 years. And my partner talking about 5 months.
5 months.
That man is dreaming or what? What land he in? Dreamland?
Call her 5 years, not enough time to know a woman?
No, man. But no, when... Iwa. Them girls nowadays, Iwa, you have to be very, very careful, man. You have to. Because when you think them girls with you, them girls not with you.
Yeah.
Them girls just doing, they're just giving you a show off. You know? Boy, like my man, you know. But at the back of it, hell break loose.
Well, why is the cause of that? Maybe they just want something from you? Is it, you know, temporary?
Seven like I just serve you, Iwa. Okay?
Right.
You can just serve you at your place, fair tattoo show. Okay?
Except
Paka Fessers. Why a nice young man, strong man, you're working for your money and you have to let a woman... Yo! Iwa.
Kola, but that's just not fair. That's just not right, eh?
But it's not fair. It's not right.
That's not fair. That's not
and
right.
And it cannot be right.
Cannot be right.
It's not fair.
Well, imagine, you know, the girls, the man making time for her, he wants to be with her, he wants to hold her and play with her. The girl, I want that.
Because, listen, I said it already more than once on that show. Women don't love. They don't have love. The Bible said to men,
what?
Men, love your wives.
Eh.
And the Bible said to women, obey your husband.
So wait, the Bible didn't say women love your husband?
That's Iwa. The Bible said men love.
But not okay? women.
But women, they have to obey, and that's what they're not doing. They don't even have love, because if they had love, the Bible would have told them to love.
Caller, you have to send me a look for that. Where the Bible answer that? Caller, that's how you see you. Caller, when the Bible say that?
Iwa.
Talk to me, my brother.
I'm a big man, and I'm going to bring it forth to you, to the station.
Right.
Okay?
You know where to find me.
I know where to find you. Don't worry. Yeah. You should know the voice.
I know who's that. I know.
You know
that.
Where to find me. So, caller,
wait. You saying the Bible tell men
love their wives.
Right. And
if I am wrong, I would like somebody to correct me, please.
Hold on. And they tell the women, obey.
Obey. But and they're not doing that. They refuse to obey because they feel they're big. They feel they're working for more money than man.
And it never...
They feel well, man is idiot. Look at the amount of men that are dying right now. You check it?
Mm.
So they can't speak to one man.
Oh, I see.
Look at the amount of men that in the army. Look at the amount of men that in jail. You check me?
God, that's a lot
so right
of men.
Now they have around 20 women to one man.
Oh, yeah.
I will check it up, man. You, even if I'm older than you. But we live in a life, it is opening our face. We could see it.
So, Kuala, how do you find the right person? We want you, given all what you've said, how do you find the right person for you? Does that exist?
I want the wife just have to obey. The Bible tells man to love. In fact, God tells man to love. And God tells women to obey. And they refuse to do that. That simple little thing to obey. They refuse to do that, your pakafe. What about if the Bible tell them to love? What they would they do?
So the Bible never tell them love. The Bible tell them obey.
Obey. I mean somebody.
Ah, merci.
When I hang up, correct me, please.
They can't correct
the Bible
you, buddy. You
tell
right.
The women and them to obey. All right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much,
And they don't want to obey.
They feel they're bigger than man. They feel they're smarter than man. They have more head than man. You know? They feel, you know? What? Who is me, Gasser? Who the hell is me?
Obey.
Gasser, I want you giving a woman everything. Helicopter, parking on top of her house. You're giving her everything. And that's still not enough.
And they still won't obey.
They still will not obey. Just obey. You pack a obey.
Yeah, but call up, bring the Bible for me. I want to see that,
I'm going to show it to your popo, all right?
Thank you, my brother.
Somebody will call after me and correct me if I am wrong.
If you are
Thank
wrong.
You very much.
You're welcome, my brother. Thank you. You too. Yeah, man. Always a pleasure chatting with you, my brother. 4523046. Ladies, you saw. You don't see where the problem is. You don't see where the problem is. ladies, you know, just obey. Huh? No? Still no? Just obey. Just obey. And he's saying that is where the problem starts. That's where the problem starts. You're supposed to obey, and you are not obeying. Oh, man. That is not right, huh? Ladies, just obey. Now, I know some of you say, obey? As a matter of fact, boy, on social media, I've seen so many, what do you call them, memes about that thing about woman should obey and that kind of thing. Obey and this, that, and the other. You know, they really do not like that word. They really do not like Anacola, not obey. But ladies, you should really obey. No? You should. Look at partner sent me a thing there. Okay. All right, party. I go check that out in a little while. You know? But what are your thoughts on the Letla people? Let's hear from you at 4523046. I was asking, can this relationship even continue? Let me see. Not obey. Obey. You're supposed to obey. You know, obey. Oh boy, the message is like 452305. Go to our texting platform in just a little bit. Messages are coming in with regards to ladies, you're supposed to obey. And husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. And he might sanctify and cleanse it with washing of water, by the way. I'm going to read it in its entirety in just a bit, but let me just take another call. Thank you for holding, caller. You are on the air.
Hey,
how you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're good. Nice hearing from you. What's your take?
I think this guy is just a rebound.
It's a rebound.
A passerby in this good life. I don't even think he's interested in him at all. I think he was around when she needed somebody over her ex.
Right. Sure, let the ride on.
Doing it sounds like she's doing more surrounding the ex than she is surrounding this
the
guy.
The boyfriend.
But this guy seems to be more invested.
Yeah, why won't you? Paula, you don't want your partner to be all over
oh,
you.
Oh, you have to be like the skin on my body.
Yes, yes, sir. Come on. I mean, that is...
What? If both of us are into each other, I do not see what the... I mean, there's time and there's place, of course. But
what does that mean? What does that mean? There's time and there's place. So if we're in public, if we're in public, I can't show you affection
on my skin like my poil when we are at church or no. If we're at the supermarket.
But why not? Why not show you affection?
Because that's not the place for that. There's time supermarket? And there's place.
Call out. Quick question. Why won't you want me to give you love, hug you, and kiss you in the supermarket?
I did not say that.
But you just did.
You said having the person all over you, and I said I don't mind being the skin on my body.
Right.
Now I don't mind you hugging and kissing and holding hands and us talking about the groceries you're going to buy,
right,
etc. Right. But I don't expect you to act like the skin on my body when we're at the supermarket. Do you understand?
No, I don't understand what you mean by that. You don't want me to act like the skin on your body. What do you mean? You don't want me to show you affection?
No, you can show affection, but there's limits to it.
Hmm. Of course.
Like, we're not going to look like we're in the bedroom and we're really in the supermarket.
Of course. But if I want to hold you.
Exactly.
Your waist.
Now, I heard a previous caller speak about love languages, and she's very right about it. Mm-hmm. He might be the type of person that might be all into that physical touch thing, and the girl might not be. But I think it's difficult to say what the girl is into because, to me, it's clear that she's just not into the guy. If she will go all out of her way to, you know, go to ask you to take her to where the other girl is and then throw words for the girl and roast that and all of then she's still into the guy. She's still into the guy.
Yeah.
If you meant a lot to her, then I'm sure whatever it is the friend wanted to be done could have been done the following day or the following week. The following day was a Sunday. He said his birthday was on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It could have been done the following day or some other time. Because she did say not now, her friend asking her, which means it's not an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that she herself has put off.
Mm-hmm.
So if she put it off for so long, she one more day not going to kill the friend.
What? That says a lot. I mean, what she and had then, to do must have been really important.
And she said something vital that he did not pick up on. He's like, babe, I can come over and spend time with you for my birthday, man. Well, if you want, you can come if you want. That's a no.
If you want.
That's a no. That's a no.
Say that again. If come if you want is a what? Is a no.
That's a no.
All right.
If well, I want I, you there, I will tell you come.
I know that, caller.
It's your... after I've done
no,
already
no.
for your
birthday,
you want to come at my home. I am telling you how I'm going to greet you when you reach at the door. I mean, come on, I'm into you. But if I'm not into you, I will tell you.
Come if you want.
Come if you want. He came because he wanted.
Of course.
He came, he wanted. She left, she went to his house with him, and what? I too tired. Just findom, you still tired?
Yeah.
You just finished sleep. You said I reached not now, and I fell asleep. You just finished sleep. You still tired?
Well, I want the listeners to hear that, and that is so important. When they tell you come if you want, you can come if you want. That's a no.
Come if you want. That's a no. That's a no. I mean, if you want somebody that knows what they want and they're into you and they're not playing games and they're not on that level of papi show, you come over. I as a matter of fact, you should be on your way already, because I answered the phone. That means I'm awake. So come over.
But come if you want. And fellas, take note of that. That is important. You see that come if you want thing. That is good.
People work for what they want, Iowa. And this girl is not doing any work.
And not only that, Akora, she said that she got home, not now. She was home. But
you know that's my birthday. You know I want to spend time with you. You on your way to your home, you don't message me. You reach at your home, you don't message me. You fall asleep, you wake up, me that call you.
Yeah.
And when you reach at my home, you're still going to tell me you're tired?
Come on.
No, man.
That's just so unfair.
They have nothing right about that. Nothing that girl is not right. interested.
Well,
and for a guy to think that the girl already slept with him, so she's into him.
That's wrong.
Has he ever heard of a rebound?
Rebound, yes.
Has he ever heard of trying to get over somebody? Using somebody to get over somebody else?
That's what they're doing in there?
Has he ever heard of swiftness?
What? So they're using
I mean, in the generation we live in, a lot of people don't even have to have feelings for you to sleep with you. They'll just do it. Because
they say women not like that. You're not like that.
I tell you the generation we live in now, eh?
That's
what I tell you. A lot of men are like that, but women are trying to be that way now. She probably figure her man cheat on her, he leave her for another woman.
What
makes the guy jealous. Some nonsense, some stupidness.
What we've heard on Letla is even though they do it, there must be some kind of emotional attachment. So you're saying that is not true?
Who said she was thinking about you while she was sleeping with you?
But what did she list that boy call her boy? You?
Who said that? Somebody that died and left for him. She could have well been picturing her ex while she was doing her business. That's very possible. There's no emotional attachment needs to be there with the person that they with at the moment.
So then you got multiple more. The lady's lying to me because they're saying that there must be some kind of emotional attachment.
Well, maybe those women that told you so feel like they need an emotional attachment, but everybody's not the same.
That's that dangerous thing.
And for a lot of people sleep with people out of spite,
so call ahead
out there. Of revenge. It doesn't mean that there's an emotional attachment.
Kuala, we want the guys who are listening to find the right person.
You understand?
You know?
Somebody on your level.
On your level.
Somebody that wants what you want.
So, Kuala, what should we do? What should the process be? How do we go about finding a woman that will not do us these things? Because some people just believe that fellas...
Well, you need to start looking at things objectively.
What do you mean by that?
In everything that he said there, I'm sure if this was a young girl that he was not interested in, he would have been gone. But he's allowing his emotions to determine what his actions are. The girl has done many things to show him that she's not interested. But yet still, he continues to try and get her to be interested.
Yeah, but she's coming over.
And you cannot force people to be with you. But even when they're in a private space, she doesn't allow him to be all over her.
Oh, yeah, true.
So even when she comes over, she probably just wants to pass her time. She probably bored.
Yeah, but I take it that she's doing things to keep him around, to keep him there.
Yeah, because he's all right for when she has to go and mako the fellow woman.
And make sense, that's her. Partner, listen, you have to stop that. You have to stop that.
Yeah, let me exactly. drunting. Yeah, let's stop them drunting.
As I'm telling you, Ekola, man, I don't know. As men, we really want to know how to approach this thing. How do we go about talking to women? How do we go about getting the ladies that we love? And it's not just this caller. I want all the fellas listening to be able to know the correct way to go about doing this thing and how to identify a woman who would take advantage of you, Gasser. You know?
Yeah, you shouldn't always let your emotions speak for you.
So it's emotions. It's emotions.
Very objectively. And you asked a previous caller question about if it's okay for people to ask about others. Of course it is.
Right.
Of course it is.
Right.
I don't see anything wrong with finding out about who you're going to get yourself involved with. Because a lot of the time when you first meet somebody, they lie. They lie about who they are. They lie about how they like to. To imagine sitting at a restaurant with a girl for the first time. She's not going to throw her bones. But if you refer after 6, 7, 8 months, you're moving together, that's when you really start seeing the real person.
The real colors
showing themselves.
Well, if she's chewing the chicken backbone, I marry her one time, eh?
Let me tell you, I chew in a nice solo, and if you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
I like backs.
That's me personally. I feel like it takes too much energy to hide who I really am.
Yeah, true.
So I am a what you see, what you get kind of
person. So, Connor, are you okay with us perhaps asking your neighbor or you know, going around, say we see you chatting with somebody.
Yeah, but you have to be really smart about how you do it, because you don't want to seem like you're just fishing for information about the individual, and it makes people feel like as if you're some sort of psycho. Uh-huh. You have to be smart about how you do it and who you do it with. I would not go and ask somebody that I don't have a good talking relationship with. I would not go and ask your friend.
No, but Kola, if you do not know who their friends are,
I beg your pardon?
If you don't know who her friends are, how do you?
But even if you know who their friends are, you don't ask about. You don't ask about the person you're seeing if you don't know who her friends are.
So you just don't ask at that point, because you.
Pardon?
You just don't ask about her completely because
you can ask, but it's who you ask.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Who are you asking?
St. Lucia's small. Everybody knows somebody.
So who's that girl there, boy? What do you know about that girl there? That girl have a boyfriend. Who's her boyfriend and thing?
You understand. And look, if I not, she nearly lose her head over the fella.
Yeah.
And yet still she dead dogging after the person that don't even want her, and the person that want her, she not even seen him.
But Kola, why
that's why the old people that tell you, love who that love you, not who you love, you know.
Why that happens, Kola? Why a woman would feel uncomfortable or uncomfortable in the presence of another woman her ex is seen? Why would you feel like? Why
it sounds like in the situation she was in, it sounds like the other woman won. Because he specifically said that her ex left her for the girl.
Yeah, but you want the girl to see you. You want to pass and throw words.
But you just like Roro. The girl has the man already. You had him already. What you want to fight over him for again? When you have somebody that's trying to fight for you.
Kola, how should women treat men trying to... What is it?
Honestly. They should treat them honestly. And I'm not saying women, I'm saying people in general. If I can see that you're into me and I'm not into you, I'll just be honest about it. Like, let's be friends. I think we have come to an era where people don't really need to lie about their feelings and who they are and what their intentions are, etc. I feel that if I'm into you and you're not into me, then you can just tell me so I can go ahead and find somebody that's into me.
Well, let me ask you a question. It may sound strange, it may sound like maybe even a foolish question, but how do you think men feel when these things happen to us?
When what things happen to you?
We're trying something by you. You know, you say you're 1 foot in, 1 foot out. We with you in a car, you coming outside, you going on already for another girl, you know. We're making all the effort. We're doing all what we're supposed to do, but we're not getting through to you. We're not getting what we want from you. How do you think men feel about it?
I think a normal individual would feel less than.
Mm-hmm.
Not just men, but women go through that as well. You feel less than. You feel like you're not important. You feel like you're not the one that they want, etc. And sometimes that person is just feeding you just enough to keep you hanging in there, because they need you for whatever reason, and when they're done with you, they just drop you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really not right, and I think that's why people need to realize and accept what their value is as an individual, so that they tolerate less of that.
Do you think
if you understand what your value is, you won't tolerate somebody treating you less than your worth?
There's another question. Do you think that men feel deep pain when these things happen?
Do I think men feel what?
Deep pain. A lot of pain when these things happen. Do you believe that?
Of course I think they do, because men are, for lack of better words, I see them as the hunters. So imagine hunting for your prey and feeling like you have it in your hands and it slips through your fingers.
What about the response? How is Mia? Is anybody can take that? It's possible to take that. No.
I think the response just depends on the quality of woman that you're speaking to. Because if somebody shows interest in me and I'm not interested in them, I would not be like, how is Mia? I may feel flattered, but I will tell you off the bat that I'm not interested.
Okay. Class.
You understand? Yes. You have to look at people. people and their maturity and their upbringing and how they normally speak and how they treat people and how they saw their parents treat each other. You have to look at a lot of things to determine why people behave and act, you know, the way that they do.
Mm.
But
if
somebody looks at you and they tell you, how is Mia, leave them alone. Yeah. They're already telling you that they're not
interested. Listen to me, Akola. Sometimes they're your friends. They talk to you nicely. You'll do stuff together. But then all of a sudden, that comes out from nowhere. Hey, it's just moi, we wish. It's just moi, we wish, boy.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that the other person no longer sees you as a friend. It might have just been something that happened in the moment. But it doesn't mean that they see you as anything more than a friend. So that is the difficult conversation that you need to have.
I'm going to tell you something. Guys, us men, we hurt very badly. Of us can't take rejection at all. We don't know how to deal with that. We do not know how to deal with that. And some fellas will not make a move unless they think that they're certain that it's going to work. You know? And there are times, young boy, you know, things don't work out. Some of us can't deal with the rejection, Kola.
True.
You know, and women go about believing that, you know, some fellas or men don't hurt. Men don't feel pain.
They do, and they do. I believe they do deeper than women do.
Kola, thank you very much for your contribution. You've been awesome.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you very much. This is Letland Radio Caribbean International. I wonder if we have time to take one more call. C4. At 4523046. We could take one more call at 4523046. Let us know what is on your mind with regards to this afternoon's letla. Can this work? And ladies, you know, I really want y'all to understand that y'all really have to be careful how y'all treat fellas. I know fellas, and so we need to watch the same way. When Keisha was there the last time, we need to provide some balance. He used that word balance. And I agree. Men, you know, we really need to because, oh boy, we've made a name for ourselves. Some of us, we're terrible.
Well, that's what they always think.
Yeah. You know? But y'all really need to understand that men, we do hurt. Some of us, boy, our feelings. Let me tell you that. We don't want to talk to y'all again. Some men, you know, after you've done what you've done to us, really can't see ourselves talking or chatting with you. But, you know, not all of us are the same. There are guys who will keep at you, keep going, and, you know, and they just won't see the signs. They just won't get it. And fellas, you really need to pay attention. We need to pay attention with regards to that as well. You know, realize what messages the ladies, you know, are sending. Some of them may not tell you outright, hey, leave me alone. You know, but they may show you some signs. And you need to pay attention to that and leave them alone. Leave them alone. You know? But party, if you're listening, I ain't the thing of telling fellas give up on their girls. I ain't the thing of telling fellas give up on the person you want because when my pa give up, as gas.
Never give up.
Give up. Worst thing you could tell somebody is give up. Give up on what the person wants. A madman. You need to pay attention. You need to pay attention. I mean, she's with you. She's coming to your home. She slept with you. You're doing things together. You know, maybe not in the way you want, but we're trying to make the point that perhaps it may be still early days yet in your relationship. Although the people say 5 months is a long time. It's a long time and a lot can happen in 5 months. But for some people will tell you, Kasa, get to know her, Rankin. Get to know her. Take time. Take time to know her. One particular caller said, dit, Rankin, dit. Dit, Rankin, get to know them. But really and truly, this is important, you know. Getting to know the person. Because pretty face, you see that they're pretty. They're nice, you know. They have this shape and thing. They look good physic, you know. But the attitude, what about the attitude, buddy? How do they behave when they're in certain situations, under certain circumstances? You know, we had to watch them, and not just the ladies, the fellas too. You had to watch how people behave, and then decide if there is something you really want to
put yourself into. Yeah,
Papa. You know, but anything I tell in fellas, give up on girls, you're mad, man. We're giving up. A woman's craving will always be for her husband. According to Genesis 3:16, the big question is, who is her husband? That's true. Who is her husband? Well, I got a long thing there a while ago there. My partner say, hey, by the way, none of y'all are calling, say that's true. Husband, love your wife. The Bible tell wife love nobody. Huh? The Bible tell a wife to love anybody. The Bible tell a wife obey. You know? Sir, I don't want to put that. My partner, he'll send me a thing there. I don't know. I click on that and I ain't getting nothing. Sir. I click on that and I ain't getting anything, partner. So, when you send me a YouTube video too. I ain't getting that. Oh, I have to copy and paste that. You know, I do copy and paste that. Oh, yeah. Copy and paste that in YouTube. All right, he'll big up yourself. I'll take a thing. But nobody, apparently the man is correct. Ladies, obey. A pattern, man. Aya. You like it, Vex? To be honest, I was going to be vexy. Obey. You're supposed to obey.
Yeah.
If it's obey, you're not going to have a long, long wait. Like in your coffin, still waiting. Mama. So you're not obeying?
Long wait, eh?
Why? So what is the problem? Ladies, just let me tell you a little secret, eh? Because a lot of y'all do not know. You know, a man loves a woman that obeys. If me get a woman that does what he wants, boom, finish. 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 Boom.
Everything on your name.
Submissive. You come. You know. You're right. You obey. Rankin made desk for love, boy. He made desk for love. And the girl and all that love thing. The girl love her ex. Made to desk. Exactly. You don't treat him like that on his birthday. Come on. Yeah. On my birthday. I think you're going nowhere. I lock in the car. I mean, not there. sometimes you just have to move on, Rankin. There may be another nice one out there. I agree. Sometimes you just have to move on. And there may be another nice one out there for you.
I think he sounds like a guy who's really inexperienced. And yeah, he needs to learn the red flag code. You know, I feel the brotherhood, you know. We have to bring him into the brotherhood to learn the red flag code.
What really going on.
You know, bruh.
Yeah, boy. But some fellas love so hard. See, for them and don't see.
Love.
Them fellas don't take time to see.
Love. You know there is. You know, there is stages to them things.
Man say you want to be there, you want to be around.
There is stages to them things, you know. Yeah. I mean, code number one, Gasa, you're doing so much, you know. You're
getting. Yes, supposed to do it to us.
You're doing, yes, you're doing. But you have to put the thing as a test. That is the fellas that have.
First rule.
Yeah, rule number one. Let me go down into the red flag code. That is how we're going to put it.
Rugs, everyone has their own love language, but if she feels smothered, she should just say so. Yeah, because I find like he want to be over anything. Let me tell you, this writer is too excited, I find. Does he like her more than himself? The relationship is fresh. So why, fresh? Yeah,
5 months there.
So why is the woman baiting the ex's new woman? This is immature. If this woman is not serious, she should let the writer be, of course. I agree. You can't force people to love you, eh? That's so true. The writer must be more observant. This isn't Hollywood. He must talk to that girl. And if she can't reciprocate, pass her straight.
I don't think she would ever.
Because even you calling me in the middle of let line, you know, I on the air. I on let line, bro. Yeah, I go call you. My partner. This isn't Hollywood. You must talk to that girl, and if she can reciprocate, pass her street. Iowa, you see that obey? Yeah. It's a can of worms you open in there, you can leave that alone. obey. Why? You might say, no obey. As for the issue with the writer, I think this woman is not yet over her ex. He needs to take a break. If he's willing to wait, he will have to decide that. However, she needs time to figure out what she wants because she's not ready for a new relationship yet. If he forces it, it will not last. Yes. She's not over the ex-ranking, period. She wants a cake and the icing too. She's dangling both, not willing to give up either. Yeah. Not willing to give up either. Not obey. Submit. Not obey. Submit.
That's the same thing? No.
So there's a difference. Okay. All right. Writer, there are too many people in that relationship. You, the girl, her ex, her ex's woman, and the friends. Step back from this. The girl is still invested in that relationship with her ex. You need to talk to each other, get answers to all your questions. You may want a serious relationship now, but maybe you are just in her her rebound guy. Rebound.
Let me give you the storybook already.
Why would you do a guy that on his birthday is a birthday? Don't you ladies listening? If that ever happens with a guy on his birthday, don't leave the man alone, huh?
At least play the game smarter, right? You know?
You doing it, man? Don't do it. You see that one? We ain't doing that. If you're in a guy on his birthday, you decide to go out, the man take you to dinner, your belly full, and then you just move in.
You eat your food and then move on your way, dog. Paddy?
You don't eat food already. Your belly big. Your belly, you gross. Your belly, maybe she has hungry. Maybe she.
Oh my word.
You demand food. How much? And yes, he has a. Ranking, the woman still hurting from the ex. Jealous of the woman her ex has. She wanted to toot the other man to ease her sorrows. Okay. She cannot love the writer because she is still hooked on to the ex. Meanwhile, she's taking advantage of the attention she's getting from the writer and wishes it's her ex that was treating her so. She tutu'd the writer because she was swift and probably don't have a rose. Rankin, she's not healed. Okay? Hence the lukewarm reaction. If the feelings are mutual, the efforts will be equal. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Feelings are mutual. Mm-hmm. They're all. That girl on her own thing.
That's red flag code number two.
Yeah.
Same
step
energy.
Step back, party. Step back and allow her to find herself. After all, you want to be with someone who is interested in you, just as you are in her. You know what I mean, party? I hope you're listening, M.I.G. I really hope you're listening.
It's a supplicant.
Yeah. Stick to the one that loves you. Not the one that you love. Stick to the one that loves you, not the one you love. She's obviously not invested in your relationship. She could be giving you the best, tutut, but her priority is not you. Why? You know what you should do? Just think of what the reaction would be given that the situation were reversed. And she was on the receiving end of this treatment. Anyway, Daichu, she. Oh boy, that one rough, eh? That one rough to read on the air, boy. That one a bit rough. Hey, but it's already after 5. And I just want to say a big thank you, guys. So you guys are really awesome. You may say Letla is so much fun, eh? Is it Letla? I ain't no boy. Look fun on Letla, boy. Letla is just too much. We need to stop that, eh? You see that? That's just too much fun on Let La Callers. I don't know. I'm going to hug all of y'all. Let me tell y'all, I want to be all over y'all. Sorry, not like the person in the Let La there. Oh, we love and appreciate you guys, man. You guys are awesome writers, the authors to Let La. We appreciate you. Paddy, big up your whole self. I hope you get through. I hope you get what you want. I hope that girl decide to make it you. You know, and you alone, Nasser. What? I know how it feels, bro, to want somebody at Munsa Pavle, Nasser. We still want you. Games. Ladies, obey. Why, C4? Until next week, Wednesday. Yeah. Thank you, C4. Thank you, Marina. Thank you to all of you locked in. Thank you to Fruitsy Seymour's, the most delicious drink in the world. And access.